Agios. Κερών και άνενσον εις τους ουρανούς ελέησον ημέν δόξεπετ πριν και ειώ και αγί ομνεύματι και νυν και αεί και στους ουρανούς τον Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the disciples, only apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see which you see and answering them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for eyes for thee see and your ear for thee hear, may we be ordered to hear to act upon the Holy Gospel to the prayer of you, our sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Remember, O Lord, our Master, have bidden us to remember in supplication, pray whichever pray unto you, O Lord, our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Spasite me tavo voseo, akosomen to agiob, evangelio.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Matthew. May his blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessing rest upon us, amen. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Blessed is he that comes in the name of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, heir of glory forever. Amen. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, Lebeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, do not enter a city of Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of the judgment than for that city."